Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi Connor. I'm calling about a charge that was made to my credit card without my authorization today.
I'll be more than happy to look into that for you on today. Would you provide us with your zip code, please?
01760.
01760.
Right.
Okay. And also, may I have your first and last name?
David, and the last name is DeSmith, DeSmith.
Mr. DeSmith, if possible, would you provide us with your shipping and or home address?
Yes, it's 12 Walden Drive, number 19, in Natick, Massachusetts.
Great, thank you. Now, if you would, please provide us with the charge that you're actually in question today.
Yeah, it was a charge on Monday, November 14th, today for $67.32.
Okay. All right. Give us one moment here and allow me to review the account.
Thank you.
No worries. We're still with you here. Just one more second. Mr. D. Smith, thank you so much for your patience. According to our system here, on November 10th, 2022, you were elected to receive a tactical bag for $5.74. Now, considering that you did not call us within the trial period, you were actually automatically enrolled into our membership program, where you're able to receive $200 in vouchers, where you can shop online and receive other benefits and perks similar to the tactical bag. So the $67.32 amount that you are questioning is actually the membership fee.
Okay, well, I do not want to have a membership. I did not sign up for a membership. I did not agree to pay for a membership. This offer was made to me for the discounted backpack. If you cannot honor that offer at that price, we should cancel both of these charges, both the $5.74 and the $67.32.
And we understand that as well. What we're informing is that The $67.32 is actually mutually exclusive from the $5.74. So when you're looking at the two, the agreement itself actually states if you would have called back in within 48 hours and canceled the membership, then you wouldn't have seen the charge of $67.32. So if you're requesting to cancel the membership, we can definitely go forward with that on today if that's what you're requesting.
Yeah, I do want to cancel the membership, and I want that amount refunded, both of those amounts refunded to my credit card. If you're not willing to do that, then I will dispute the charge with the credit card company. None of that information was disclosed. I'm looking right now at the offer, and none of that information is disclosed here. And if you've hidden it in some fine print somewhere, then you're just a scam outfit, and you should be reported both to the credit card company and to the Better Business Bureau.
Now, you're seeking to not only cancel the membership, which is totally understandable, but you are actually disputing the 574, which you willingly acknowledged. Now, why would you want that refunded if you willingly agreed upon the $5.74?
Because I don't have any assurance at all that what I paid for is going to be sent to me. In fact, I was sent an email from your company saying that it had been delivered to somewhere in California, and I replied to your customer service contact email address asking why that error had been made and received no response. So we need to cancel this entire arrangement. I'm also going to contact Walgreens and let them know that you are sending out these pseudo surveys for them, and they can have their attorneys contact you about the use of their name in that regard. So we're either going to cancel both of these charges and I'm going to see them refunded to my credit card, or this will be disputed and I'll be contacting Walgreens about it as well.
According to our system here, it shows that the package expected delivery is November 17th at 8 p.m. According to the United States Postal Service, the package itself is currently in transit, and presently it is in Cleveland, Ohio, according to our system here. But I'd be more than happy to provide that tracking number to provide more assurance.
Well, why did I receive an email saying that it had been delivered then?
Unfortunately, I don't know the particulars of that scenario, but I can only provide the information that I'm privy to. I can provide you with the tracking number if you would like it.
Hold on 1 second, please.
No worries.
I was sent a tracking number from you, 558-188-623. Is that the tracking number that you have?
No, sir. The tracking number I have is 940-111-206-213-412-166-095.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. Would you mind repeating that, please?
No worries. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
940-110-106-213-412-166-095.
Okay. That's a very long tracking number. Well, if the item that I agreed to pay the $574 for is actually en route, then I do not mind paying that amount as I had agreed to for that item. But I do want the $67.42 charge refunded to my card for the membership that I did not ask for.
Well, one thing at a time here. We can first go forward with cancellation, being that you don't want to be a part of the membership program here. So I'll go forward with canceling that right now while we're on the call.
Thank you.
No worries. 1 second here. All right, so we definitely went forward with cancellation here. Would you like a confirmation number?
Yes, thank you.
Let me know when you're ready.
Right ahead.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 262-594-954.
Okay.
All right. Now, one more thing here. Were you able to pull up that tracking number on your end?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you also spoke about the 6732. What we can do with that today is actually offer a 35% refund towards the 6732.
No, I'm not interested in a partial refund. I'm interested in a full refund.
Okay. And we understand that as well. Now, but we also understand that the charges are valid.
No, they're not valid because I did not agree to pay for a subscription to anything.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Allow us to keep working for you. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. DeSmith here, just inform upper management of your current situation based upon the account. What was said to me was that we can go forward with 50% refund towards the 6732.
No, I'm not interested in any partial refund. I'm interested in a full refund for that amount.
Okay. Mr. DeSmith, I want to inform you, although you may have actually overlooked the terms and conditions of the agreement, as it states in the terms and conditions, a membership is actually a part of it. So the 50% is actually a valid refund. I would more or less say so.
No, it's not a valid refund at all. And, you know, obviously you folks have set up, you know, what is in effect a scam here, where you've hidden an enormous charge in the fine print of this offer that you've made, you know, looking to dupe people. And, you know, if that's the way you want to do business, then I will contact the credit card company and I will contact Walgreens. And we'll let them sort it out. This will be a disputed charge. You know, I'll make sure that you know that your company is highlighted for doing the kind of business that it's doing. I understand what you're trying to do. You hide this charge. You hide it so people don't see it. You give them no time to call and confirm, and then you immediately send a large charge through to their credit card. You know, that's as underhanded a business as you can have and call yourself a business. So if you want to proceed that way, you know, I will dispute the charge in its entirety. You know, it's up to you. If you want to offer a full refund as you should, then I won't have to go through with that. If you're not willing to do that, then we don't need to talk anymore, and I will get with the credit card company and they can dispute it.
And I understand your sentiments. Allow me to continue working on your behalf. One moment. Okay, Mr. DeSmith here. I was informed that we can go forth with the full refund of the 6732. Would that accommodate you on today?
Yes, it certainly would.
All right, one moment as I go forward with these actions. Mr. DeSmith, happy to inform you that the refund was successful. If you would allow your banking institution 3 to 5 business days to receive the funds. Yes, the refund was successful. Please allow your banking institution 3 to 5 business days to receive the funds.
Okay, I will. I'll keep an eye on that. If I don't see it in that time, then I will talk with the bank about it.
Absolutely. No worries at all. If no other questions, thank you for contacting customer support. Have a great night.
That's it. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Good night.